hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Happy New Year! Yes, this is Greg the Dive Master. I am in Bimini celebrating a New Year's Day. We are working on a holiday. Bill's back in Orlando at the studio, cooped up in a little 10x10 box.
Hate you.
Well, happy New Year to you, too. Well, I get to kick back in the Bahamas, in Bimini, to be specific, at the new Guy Harvey Outpost Resort with my buddy Neil Watson. Now, Neil Watson Undersea Adventures handles the dive operation as part of this new facility in Bimini. Big game club. Legendary landmark in on the island of Bimini. We were here doing broadcasts probably about 6 years ago was the last time I was in Bimini. And then, the island went through a rough patch. You know, economy kind of hit the skids. They had some issues. The Complete Angler landmark where Ernest Hemingway used to hang out. Jimmy Buffett would go there all the time. Where the Bimini Ring Game started there at the Complete Angler. Burned to the ground, and that went out of business. Then the big game club, the big marina here in Bimini, had some ownership issues, and they closed down. The End of the World Saloon that had the underwear on the wall, that's closed. And man, they went through a really rough patch here in Bimini probably about 4 years ago, thereabouts, and I haven't been back because of that. But now Neil has teamed up with Guy Harvey, a world-renowned marine artist and a marine biologist, a great friend of Scuba Radio, to open a new facility here, the first Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. And, man, Neil, I am blown away. First of all, Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, my friend.
And thanks for having us.
Well, thank you for coming over on a holiday.
Yes. The only person I'd consider working for on a holiday would be Mr. Neil Watson.
Oh, hold on one second.
I think it's...
Wait.
Neil Watson is apologizing to you for you having to come on a holiday. Is that what happened just then?
To come over to Bimini and party and drink with the dive god.
Poor Greg.
Here's the thing, Bill, you got to understand, and people who've listened to this show for over 13 years now know how I don't like to work. And so when someone asks me to work on a holiday, I don't know. But Neil calls up and he says, look, we're going to go over and we're going to celebrate New Year's Eve in Bimini at the new place. If you can do it, come on over. Let's have some fun. And I thought it just might work. It would be a nice hop, skip, and a jump flight from Florida, literally 17 minutes in the air. That was it.
Right. Yep.
From Fort Lauderdale. It's so easy to get to. And I was like, oh, we can get over here quick. We can fly over on New Year's Eve, have maybe a cocktail or two, and then we'll do the show tomorrow, the next day, on New Year's Day, and you'll have to work for a few hours.
Cocktail or two is kind of the key word.
Well, you know, that's the thing. I didn't think this process through all the way, because what I didn't take into account was, the cocktail or two in Bimini ends up to 3 or 4, 5, 6. God knows what we were drinking by midnight last night. I don't really remember the countdown, which is a sign of a good party. That's a sign of a very good New Year's Eve blast. And now I have to work today.
I just went out for one. Well, 2:30 at the latest.
Right, exactly. And I didn't take into account that I got to perform. We got to do a show. We have to work today. And my head feels like it's going to explode right now.
Oh man,
There's no diving going on this weekend, so you know we're not mixing the two. But I still have to be able to talk for a couple hours. But you're going to help me out through this.
I'm going to help you.
You'll help me through this whole process.
Absolutely.
Of the dry heaves and the talent around
that's going to help us out as well.
Our buddy Walt DeMartini is here for the party. We got to do a little shout out to Keith and his better half celebrated her birthday last night with us. She's a New Year's Eve baby. I didn't know that. And it was just like a bunch of old friends got together, hung out at this new resort. And that's what blew me away about this place here in Bimini that you got, Neil. That, you know, I had never been, when we came back here to Bimini back in the day, we'd stay out on the South Island. It's kind of split up in two islands, the south and north side of the island. And we'd come over here, dive South Ocean or something? What was the name of that?
Scuba Bimini,
on South Bimini. And we came over there and did a few dive trips and did some broadcasts and things and just had a ball. And you come back over here on this side of the island. I'd always walked by the Big Game Club. It was more of a boating destination because this is where the marina is in Bimini. And I'd never walked on the property, but I always heard good things about it. But I came over here with the idea like, hey, we're going to go. I'm really coming over here to hang with my buddy Neil. And he'll show me the new resort and we'll go from there. And we get to the property. I look around like, oh, my God, this place looks awesome. They got the pool. They got the bar. They got the restaurant. We check into the rooms. The rooms are just top notch. I mean, some of the best accommodations for sure that I've encountered in anything remotely close to an out island experience in the Bahamas, for sure, the Caribbean for that matter, but really, really nice.
No, we're really, really proud of it. I mean, it's like, you know, back to the future for me because, you know, I lived over here in the 70s and two of my kids were born here. And you pioneered diving in the Bahamas, and in the heyday, the Big Game Club was owned by Bacardi Rum Company, and this was the place to be and be seen and go. And you know, I packaged here, had my dive operation here, and then like you mentioned before, it kind of fell on some hard times and some ownership problems after Bacardi sold it. And when I came back over prior to starting to renovate it and saw how it had deteriorated, you know, been closed for almost 2 years, I mean, it broke my heart. And now it's back to its splendor.
That's right. This is the place to be. Yeah. There's no doubt that if you come over here and experience the accommodations as a diver, you're going to be blown away because they are really nice accommodations. What a cool place to just hang out where we are today, just a few feet away from the pool, right outside the Guy Harvey store, the retail store. And I mean, it has an out island, Keezy, Bahamas vibe to it, but has all the amenities of Wi-Fi.
Elegantly and casual.
Elegant, yeah, there you go. That's how Mark, the manager, described it earlier on the boat show. Elegantly casual. And I agree, absolutely. And you know, I'm a wuss, Neil. We know. Everybody knows. I do enjoy having nice accommodations. I don't feel that, you know, there's this whole thing like, oh, you go to a resort and it'll be like dive lodging or whatever, you know, and it's like, what do you mean dive lodging? Like, divers don't like nice beds and nice rooms? What are you kidding me? I mean, and the price is right. You got great specials, but the rooms are really nice. So if you come over here and you do a little diving, or if you want to mix some fishing in there as well, they got all that here. And if you have a spouse or a friend with you that doesn't dive, they're going to be very, very happy with the accommodations and the layout of this property because they can hang out at the pool, they can enjoy the restaurant, watch all the boats in the marina, and just enjoy themselves and kick back.
One of the great things about Bimini, and you saw that last night when we were out on the dive boat watching the fireworks display.
Yeah.
You can actually see the glow of the lights from Miami. We're that close. 17-minute flight, a couple hours by boat, and it's minutes away, but a whole world away as far as a whole, you're in another country.
Yeah, it definitely is. You get the out island vibe for sure, but without sacrificing any of the amenities of a really nice resort, which that's what this place is. And once again, it's the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort in Bimini, the Big Game Club. If you go to biggameclubbimini.com, you can get information on the resort and all the diving that they offer here as well, which is what you kind of oversee here for
that's
Guy,
right.
And the management group.
Washington's Dive Bimini, we've put in an operation that's second to none. I mean, we raised the bar for Out Island dive operation.
The boat that you have here, they just got here last week, that we went out on last night for the boat parade,
right.
Of one. We'll get into that in just a bit. But that was the boat that was at Pro Dive that,
yes.
I got my certification as a dive instructor on. You pointed that out last week, right?
Yes, sir.
And so there you go. And so it was kind of like a homecoming. I'll be honest with you. I did not recognize the boat though last night because the thing looks brand spanking new. I don't know what you, I mean. Well, obviously you painted it, you gutted it.
I could show you the yard bill and you would know why it looks absolutely brand spanking new.
Yes, well, it pretty much is. That's the truth. All right, we got more coming up from Bimini next, including a Fermaid. I swear, a Fermaid. I'm not making this up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Dive into adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters and take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true?
Wow.
It is. It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta.
Howdy, y'all.
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good, good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Into Ilucha, oh yeah. Into Inagua, and that's into Long Island. All around the Bahamas. And Bahama, and Walker's Key. So come go with me, come on, to Bimini.
Everybody,
let me hear you
sing it.
Do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We are in Bimini at the Big Game Club, the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. That's Stevie B, right? Stevie D. Like with a D? Like dog? Stevie something. But the Hoopsonians, in that song, is a famous local tune here in the Bahamas, obviously, about Bimini. And that's where we are today, celebrating New Year's Day. And last night it was New Year's Eve, which explains why we're about, I don't know, 25 minutes into the show. And just now, Tony's showing up.
Huh.
So, Tony, how are you holding up?
Morning, sunshine.
Morning, sunshine, exactly. Now, I know Bill and Bill, the producer, and Mermaid Tony have been going back and forth on Facebook about some nonsense. I don't know, what's going on with that exactly?
Well, here's what's happening, really,
yeah.
Is that she is bragging about being able to be in Bimini on New Year's Eve. And I called her, and I think quite fairly, the heartless mermaid Bastress.
Bastress.
The female version of bastard.
That was the best thing anyone's ever called me. I love that. It laughed for a good 20 minutes. Ask Greg. He was in the car with me.
Yeah, I was like, what does bastardous mean?
It's a female bastard.
But, yeah, I knew you just said that. But at the time, I didn't quite get it. And she had to explain it.
I think you're still confused.
Hysterically. No, I kind of get it. I'm moving a little slow after New Year's Eve here in
Mermaid Tony was making you proud last night, isn't it?
Yeah, she did well. This is her first time in the Bahamas, yeah. and she became a mermaid last night.
I'll tell you what. The mermaid and I, there was a little spark between us. I mean, she just fell to my feet. That taser's worth every penny I paid for.
Yes, and I don't think that caused the fur mating. But Tony was wrapped in a fur because it was a little chilly out there on the dive boat, the new boat for the dive operation. And so we ended up calling her. Bill coined that term, I believe. Is that right, Bill? You called her a fur-maid?
Here's the thing. I was super funny right at the end of 2010 and right at the beginning of 2011. My work here is done. I'll see you next year.
Okay, fair enough. Help yourself.
Well,
it was cool
on the boat, but then again, you could go into the wheelhouse or the his or her bathrooms,
right,
or down to the glass bottom area or to the bar. You know, a typical dive boat.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that must have been nice for you guys because I was stuck on the bow and the tail. I couldn't really go anywhere.
You
so I'm glad
stuck.
You could.
Stuck.
You wasn't stuck. You were like glued to a fur or something.
I think I was iced to a fur. I was frozen to my chair.
You know, Bill, you will appreciate this, though, because, you know, I ended up having to work on New Year's Day, but last night I had to do double duty as a wrangler because we didn't have... Well, we had a few, but I ended up having to kind of...
I cannot believe you had no one that volunteered to help wrangle that mermaid.
Well, that's true. Wait, I did have several, now that I think about it. I was head wrangler, but I just delegated, okay?
Here's what mainly has to happen.
The wrangling was more of bodyguarding, I think.
Yes, when traveling unescorted with a mermaid, the primary job is beating off the volunteers.
Well, it's called protection from Neil Watson as well.
Whoa!
There'll be no beating off of anything.
Everybody's met my Brazilian. Everybody knows that they're safe around me.
Yes.
She'll kill me.
I'll cut you. I heard her say that. But that keeps you in mind, though. But that's fun. We still had a great time. We had an awesome time last night on the boat. And, yeah, Mermaid Tony here. First time in the Bahamas. Obviously, we're not doing any diving. We went out on the boat last night. But what are your first initial thoughts of the big game club here in Bimini?
It's beautiful here. It's a lot of fun. The rooms are really nice. And I love the dive boat.
The boat is quite nice, for sure. And it is the old pro diver boat that I actually got my certification as a dive instructor on a few years ago. And you guys bought that boat and basically got
it. You know, what's crazy is I've dreamed of owning that boat since Pro Dive bought it over 20 years ago.
It has a glass bottom section to it as well.
It's got six huge glass bottom panes. We put big underwater lights where we can do night glass bottom booze cruises, put a sound system that rival any disco.
Right.
You know, it's two deck, huge dive platform, two ladders. It's the most comfortably appointed dive boat I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Bimini.
Yeah, it's in Bimini, and if you would have told me it was the pro diver boat, there's no way I would have remembered thought that was the same boat, because you did. You totally gutted it and painted it, and I mean, it doesn't look anything remotely close to what the vessel was when I got my certification of a dive instructor there in Fort Lauderdale.
No, we rebuilt the boat virtually.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
So you do some booze cruises like we did last night for this little boat parade thing.
Glass bottom booze cruises, and it's perfect because, you know, some of the best diving in Bimini is a little long of a run, you know, for a half-day trip. So this boat is perfectly appointed for day trips. I have a group coming in next week, and
right,
probably Saturday, you know, we'll take box lunches, we'll run down to the Victories. There's an incredible shark dive down there. There's an area called Honeymoon Harbor that has like a stingray, kind of like a little stingray city. Pull
nice
in there for lunch and play with the stingrays and then go do some more dives. Some great wrecks. And one of the unique things that Bimini has as a dive product, to my knowledge, it's the only destination that that you can, from a land-based dive package, go out and do interactive encounters with the dolphins.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
either they're you know, the dolphins in captivity that you can do, or you go on a liveaboard for a week to go out and hang in the dolphin grounds and interact with the dolphins. But here, there's a pod of wild spotted dolphins just north, and you could go in the afternoon, go up there and snorkel with the dolphins, and it's just an amazing experience.
Yeah, I've told this story on the air before about an experience. It was really my first wild dolphin experience was here in Bimini back in the day, and we went out on an afternoon. The sun was setting. It was flat, calm seas, bright red sky on a sunset, and sure enough, we're putzing around looking for the pod of dolphins. We come across a family of four, and we're in the water snorkeling, and sure enough, they come right up to us, and they're swimming around and checking us out, and it's just like, I mean, it was right up, we were in a postcard. I mean, it was so perfect in every way. That's the kind of experience you can get on a fairly regular basis here in Bimini. And we got more to talk about of the diving, what we did last night on the boat, fireworks. Oh, it's happening. Happy New Year to you, and we got more from Bimini next. Show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy New Year to you. It is New Year's Day. We are in Bimini in the Bahamas at the new Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. It's beautiful. What a property. You got to come here and check this out. You'll love it as a diver. You know, I was talking about one of the experiences we had, I had with wild dolphins, which is a unique thing they have here off the coast of Bimini. These pod of dolphins that are used to the divers and the snorkelers and will come up and actually swim with you. And they're wild. They're not rewarded in any way. It's truly a different type of experience when you get to interact with wild dolphins on their terms, and you know they're doing it from the standpoint that they're interacting with you because they want to. They like the interaction for whatever reason, and it's not like they're doing it because they're getting fed a fish or something at a theme park or whatever. Not that, you know, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, but when you know you're interacting with them on their terms, it's pretty cool. It's pretty magical. And to have that option here in Bimini, you know, going out with your dive operation.
Yeah, you can do it on a day trip.
An afternoon, a couple hour trip is what we did it on. You go out there and just unbelievable. And you know, the diving, and we're going to get into that in just a bit, is really spectacular here in Bimini. But let's bring everybody up to speed a little bit about what we've been doing here in Bimini the last 24 hours, Neil. Because you called me up a couple weeks ago and you said, hey, Greg, you know, I know it's New Year's Eve and all that stuff, and you've been doing a lot of traveling here, but we've been talking about having you come out to the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort in Bimini. Would you come on over and do a show? And I'm like, well, let me think about it. And we kind of put this together at the last minute.
You said, let me ask the family. They said no, and you called me and said, I'm coming anyhow.
Exactly. Yeah. First they said no, and then they said, wait a minute, you're kind of getting on our nerves. You've been back more than a week.
Yeah.
We would like you to leave. So I did. And Neil were happy. Nice enough to host our little Scuba Radio broadcast here. First time we've been back in like six years to Bimini. A lot of great diving. We're going to talk about that. And the boat parade of one that we experienced last night. That's coming up next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 112.
While bubble watchers is the term most used to describe non-divers on a dive boat, feel free to treat them like the diving paparazzi scum they really are.
Would you mind if I took your picture? Now, just stand still, please. Fix your hat a little bit.
Lady, you take my picture with that thing. I'm going to rip your brassiere off and strangle you with it.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, Chief Medical Officer for Dives Alert Network. What's the word of the day, Nick?
Continuing education.
I know you're a doctor and all, but that's two words.
Yes, but they're an important two words.
Why is continuing education so important to you?
Because no matter how much a diver knows, there's always more to learn.
That's right. You were actually a scuba instructor once upon a time, weren't you?
Yes, I was. It was all I wanted to be as a kid. But it's as an adult that I really appreciated the value of learning. But you know what I mean. You're a dive instructor, but I hear you became a Dan instructor not too long ago. Why are you still continuing your education?
Because I want to be a better diver, and because it gives me more skills and confidence.
And that's why you should do it. Continuing your dive education isn't just about gaining certifications or even becoming a pro. It's really about expanding your knowledge and skill base and giving yourself more resources to draw upon both in and out of the water.
Some people think Con Ed is hard work, but it's easier than they think. In fact, a lot of them are continuing their education without even realizing they're doing it.
That's right. Continuing education isn't just about taking a class. It can be as simple as reading the multitude of dive books and magazines out there.
Like Alert Diver?
One of my favorites.
How about just hanging out talking with other divers?
Sure. Hearing about the experiences of others is a great way to learn.
And entertaining. But what about the more formal side of Con Ed?
Well, given the number of specialties out there, continuing your education in an area that interests you can be extremely beneficial. Whether it's wreck diving or underwater photography, taking a specialty class can teach you the skills that will likely increase your enjoyment of these activities, as well as ways to avoid or deal with potentially dangerous aspects of diving.
Not to mention that taking a class can introduce you to more people with those interests.
That's a great point. And there's another benefit to taking advanced or specialty classes. By meeting and learning from more than one instructor, you'll get the benefit of more than one person's experience, because every instructor has something to teach.
You mentioned earlier that continuing your dive education can increase your resources both in and out of the water. The in water is fairly obvious, but what do you mean about out of the water?
Any diver that pursues a level of emergency training will learn skills that go beyond diving. For example, many rescue and emergency courses now include some level of basic life support and first aid training. Knowing first aid and CPR skills are certainly skills that extend beyond the waterline.
What about diving-specific emergency training?
Well, most agencies offer a rescue-level training program to give you the skills to assist in a diving emergency. And out of the water, Dan offers a full range of training programs that address primary first aid to injured divers. And that includes oxygen administration and the use of AEDs.
AEDs. You see those things everywhere these days.
You sure do. It's another great example of how dive training extends beyond the water.
What would you say is the greatest myth about continuing education?
That it's cost and time intensive. The truth is, Con Ed comes in so many forms that you can do it almost anywhere in just about any amount of time. Even the formal classes generally don't take very long, and some don't even require diving.
Sounds like there's no good reason not to do it.
There is no good reason to not continue your diving education. There have never been so many options available or so many choices in terms of what you want to learn. And even if you have no special interests, diving is a constantly evolving sport. We're constantly learning something new about equipment, techniques, dive medicine. Well, we've got a long way to go before we get to the end of that story.
It's pretty exciting to think about all we're going to learn in the coming years, isn't it?
It's what makes it fun to go to work every day.
There are a lot of good reasons to continue your dive education, but none better than, with increased knowledge and skill, comes increased safety. Take a class, read a book, or find a mentor. No matter how you do it, just keep on learning. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And we are back here in Bimini. Greg the Dive Master, Happy New Year's to you. Tony just choked on her. What are you drinking exactly? That's a Bloody Mary on New Year's Day, isn't it?
That it is. Same thing you have as well.
Yes. No, I don't drink and talk. Never. But I'm in the Bahamas, and it's loud.
You're drinking slur.
That's true. Maybe. But that's what you do. It's New Year. It's a holiday. So, we're, you know, that's my excuse this time.
Yes.
You know, and I only have 52 more weeks.
You'll have more.
Or 51. Right? I can't keep count. But we'll come up with a few more excuses, I'm sure. But we're having a great time here on New Year's Day. New Year's Eve, last night in Bimini. I mean, any time's a party here in the Bahamas. But the Bimini has a lot of history to it. And I knew this was going to be a great time just for the fact that I knew I was going to be hanging out with the dive god, Neil Watson. And he said, Greg, come on over. We'll do this little party thing. We can do the show the next day in the afternoon. We'll connect live, the whole thing. You won't have to do anything more than talk. I didn't think it through all the way because I forgot that I'm spending New Year's Eve with Neil Watson, and I have to be able to talk for a couple hours the next day. Thank God I didn't share a cigar with you, my friend. Even though I would like
tonight.
That's right.
Yes.
But we're holding up okay.
You're doing good, man.
Bloody Mary or two, and celebrating the 2011. It's not a bad gig.
Yeah.
And we go out on the boat last night for a boat parade.
Well, first yesterday was the christening of the boat in the morning.
Right.
At like 10:30.
Yep.
And then we took like 40 school kids out on a little glass bottom excursion, which was very, very cool. And then, of course, last night was the biggie. It was the first annual Bimini Boat Parade, and we had the boat decked out. I mean, lights everywhere. We had
a mermaid on the bow.
Yes, yes. And one of the
laying on a fur.
The fur maid. And the one thing that we didn't the grand plan of this boat parade is we didn't plan on the fact that we had some really nice decorated boats.
Right.
But by the time the parade was going to start, everybody was so trashed they wouldn't leave the dock, the boats.
Good point.
And the channel is well marked, but it's still a little tricky at night.
Yeah.
And then you turn a spotlight on the bow. You know,
to light up
illuminate
our fur maid.
The mermaid, and the captain can't see where he's going, so it was. We're gonna kind of restructure it. I think we're gonna have a in the marina boat parade.
There you go.
You know,
yeah, just have them docked up.
Yes,
they don't have to move anywhere.
That's right.
And you walk from boat to boat.
Yeah,
yeah, I like that idea. You don't have to really cruise to be in a boat parade.
Yeah, it's we saw a fireworks display second
time. Oh my God! You know, that was cool. We do this parade, this run around Bimini, and you know, it takes maybe about a half an hour or so, and then we kind of just come up to this area, and all of a sudden fireworks start going off, and they said they were going to have fireworks at the end of the boat parade, and I thought, well, okay, it's Bimini, it's an out island,
sparklers.
It'll be nice, it'll be cute, and then we'll be done in about 30 seconds, and we'll move on. We get over there, and these fireworks start going off. I'm like, wow, check that out, those are pretty big fireworks, and 30 minutes later, they're still going, and they are massive. Or we had literally got right under them. What happened?
Yeah, well, the thing,
a little bit of both, huh?
Yeah. Well, to start with, you know, in the States, they kind of regulate how close you can get. Over here, they really don't care. I mean, it's like you know, you're covering your head, you know, waiting for these things to fall on you. Now, it was very cool.
Sweet. Yeah, they were huge fireworks. Yeah. I mean, you know, we were at the 4th of July.
We had the night glass bottom lights on, and of course, the bar was open. Open bar.
It was nice. Yes, Fermaid?
There's a bar on the boat.
There is a bar on the boat, yes.
Sweet.
It's a dive boat, but when it's not a dive boat, it's a booze cruise.
It's a booze cruise, yes.
With glass bottoms, and last night it had a fur maid. It was Mermaid Tony on a fur, and she was wrapped up in a fur to stay warm because it was a nice, cool breeze here in the Bahamas last night.
A little bit of a cool breeze.
Yeah, but nice fireworks. I mean, it was quite a show, and if that is the typical New Year's Eve here in Bimini, this may have to be an annual tradition. We may have to just do this because it is so easy to get over here to the Big Game Club, the new Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. Literally, from Fort Lauderdale, you hop in a plane, you're in the air for 17 minutes.
Right. 20 if there's a headwind, but
yeah, maybe.
Whatever.
And it's a really quick flight. You don't, you know, what's cool too from Fort Lauderdale, I mean, I didn't, you knew this because you've done this many times, but I didn't realize you don't even have to go through like main security. I thought you still had to go main security.
Well, we use a charter company that goes out of Terminal 4, which you bypass all of the TSA.
Right.
You know, they call your flight, and you just kind of like walk out the gate, and there you go.
Yeah. I mean, it was very good. You can show up at the airport in 30 minutes, and you're in the Bimini 30 minutes later.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Want to enjoy your next local dive or dive vacation even before getting your feet wet? Well, then go to clickanddive.com. Literally thousands of photos, videos, and even 3D virtual tours of dive sites from around the world can be found at clickanddive.com. With just a few clicks, you can book your next dive with the right operator when and where you choose. Just go to clickanddive.com. Basic membership is free, so know before you go and just click and dive. That's click the letter N, dive.com.
Okay, this is Sucker Sterling. I'm going to give you a little bit of a cappella from one of my tunes from this year. The song was entitled Hula. I'll just give you a couple of pieces from it. So remember, when you come to Grenada, devotion to ocean, we're out there.
Girl, your body hot like fire, waist it a spin like tire. Oh, make my thing rise higher, can I carry you like Mariah? You'll be the clock and I'll be the buyer, no interview you made on hire. I got the pole, please bring the wire, let us see what transpire.
Hit me! I got more for you when you come and dive with me in Grenada at Devotion to Ocean. Until then, keep listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now here's my... Now here's my close and personal friend and rapping buddy, Greg the what?
Greg the Dive Master.
Greg the Dive Master.
Yeah! Holla!
I don't know why he laughed. Why was he laughing? I have serious rapping skills. I won't share them with you today. The world's not quite ready for that. But maybe after another cocktail or two and being here in Bimini, anything's possible. It could happen. By the way, you know, when you ever get a group of divers together, there's always... It never fails. I always come across a new little nugget, a little tidbit of information from somebody's past. There's this diver knows this diver, and Craig, did you know about this or that or whatever? And man, I think we made hit a new high last night on New Year's Eve here in Bimini, hanging out with Neil Watson. I'm talking to one of the people on the boat. Where we have Mermaid Tony. She was on the boat and people were taking pictures and they're asking, as Neil and everyone pointed out earlier, about being a wrangler.
You know, everybody wants to be a mermaid wrangler. And I should start charging for this. I'd be a millionaire by now, for real. And yeah, a mermaid wrangler could be one of the best dive gigs on the planet. God knows I've had plenty of requests from listeners and from people that want to help us out at the dive shows when we have our mermaids on display. However, last night, we're talking about this, and they mentioned the wrangling, and says, well, yeah, that's a pretty good gig, but I think I got one that got you beat. And they told the lady told me this story about her captain friend, and we're going to share this in an hour or two, because I do believe this could be the best diving gig I have ever heard on the planet. And Neil, you heard it too. That is a pretty good gig, isn't it?
It's an amazing.
It's
gig.
One of the most amazing dive stories. If you could get a job like this guy, I mean, you're going to have to stick around and hear about this. But I'm telling you, this could be set a new high or low for us, depending on how you look. But we want to get low. It's a diver show.
Of shame.
Yeah, it could be. It could be, which says a lot. Trust me, because that wall is pretty extensive and.
And growing
immensely. Now, obviously, we have a lot of friends here in the Bahamas with us. Our buddy Walt DeMartini, back in the day, and Neil's birthday parties is with us. He heard that we're going to be over here, and sure enough, he hopped in a plane, called his friends, and said, "Hey, I'm coming over to hang too." Hey, how you doing, Walt?
I'm doing great. Hey, Bill, how you doing in the studio there?
Sulking.
All right.
I'm doing great,
night,
Walt.
The main reason I came.
Walt doesn't
was
even
I
care.
Heard the
Walt doesn't even begin to care.
W was going to be.
Yeah.
Now I can't tell anybody what the WW stands for, but it's not wrestling.
No, wait, say that again. What are you doing? I missed that.
WW. That's why I came over. I heard the WW was going to be here.
The WW, which is what? Wow?
Woman.
Yeah. All right, yeah. So we have our alter egos, you know. Some of our mermaids have mob names, and you know, we have Captain Cocktail, we have Liquor Boy, and evidently we have a Whiskey Woman in development. Is that true, Tony?
This is true. Jack Daniels is my man.
Okay. Well, you know, we're going to save that for another show, but I'll just leave this mental picture with you that it involves three Jack Daniels labels and a pair of chaps. That is Whiskey Woman's...
costume of the day.
Uniform. Outfit. Ensemble. What?
There's no chaps. It was a cape. And now it's a fur.
Okay, just a cape and three Jack Daniels... Okay.
A fur cape.
Fur cape. It was last night. But, you know, we'll save that whole story. It may end up being a new serial, this whole superhero thing we got going on. But that's, you heard she was going to be here. He's like, yeah, it sounds like a good time. I'm going to come over and spend some time with the Dive God and the Scuba Radio crew and hang with us.
Well, you know who what the Dive God invented? He invented the Bimini Wall Dive, which is one of the safest, most spectacular dives I've ever done in my entire life. And I know Fiji. I've been to a few of those places you've been.
You have. You've traveled all over. I know.
And but this dive, this wall dive in Bimini, is just incredible. You cruise along the wall, and you can look out into the deep abyss of the blue, or you can see these large pelagics, large sharks, large groupers swimming up and down the wall. The dive is, it's not a real long dive. It's only about 15, 18 minutes. But it's just one of the most spectacular dives you'll ever do in your entire life. And it's really done quite easily. In fact, let's get Neil to talk a little bit about that dive.
Yes. Yeah, because Neil, your first operation was in Bimini, right?
Well, no, actually. My first operation was in the mid-60s in Freeport.
Oh, okay.
And then I started the first dive operation over here in 75.
Oh, okay.
And
got it.
Drift wall dive, of course, is in the Gulf Stream. The toughest part of this dive was inventing the Gulf Stream.
But after... Yeah. But after you did that, and on day seven, the dive got invented the Bimini Wall.
Yeah, so after I invented the Gulf Stream, actually, one of the unique features of Bimini is the Gulf Stream literally is less than a mile offshore, probably a half a mile offshore, and it kind of eddies in and out, which one of the reasons the visibility is so incredible is because every time there's a tide change, you have all this beautiful blue water coming in, you know, to the reefs.
Right,
But because of the Gulf Stream, which runs 4 or 5 knots, you know, normally, gets so close to shore, one of the problems is we had to be careful not to get you know, too far out and get picked up by the Gulf Stream. And, of course, the wall, which is a beautiful wall, is, like, in the Gulf Stream. So I'm figuring, well, this is a problem. You know, I'm not going to be able to do wall dives. And I figured, hey, let's try a drift wall dive. So I perfected this dive where we put 140, 130 feet of line, position it, all the divers go in the water, go down the line, hang on the line, and it just sweeps you down the face of this incredible wall.
Nice. Well, there you go. And that's how wall diving in Bimini started. The dive god himself started it right here in Bimini. All right, we got more from the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort up next in hour two, as well as the best diver job in the world. You're going to hear about it coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.